Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, March 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up a penny, May wheat down a penny and a half, May beans down 2 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 8 ticks, but we're still well over 97 cents. Crude oil is up 78 a barrel. Dow Jones is down 236, mainly on the Boeing. Boeing's down 10% after the crash in Ethiopia. Gold and silver are just a little bit lower. Big news this morning is we did sell 926,000 metric tons of soybeans to China. So we finally got a decent China sale here. That should firm up the beans and cause maybe a little bit of a short covering rally. We now have pretty good numbers on the commitment of traders out there. Corn short about 190, wheat 74, beans 40, meal short 40, oil long 20. The corn is shorter than most people would have guessed here. I think that's why corn was a little bit firm overnight. So, you know, that's, you know, it's going to play a part here. People are going to start to look to buy breaks with the funds short so much out here. But the China situation, it looks like we're pushing back any trade deal now to April. So I don't think, you know, I think that's one of the reasons we are basically lower overnight. Some people are saying that the Chinese are capitulating on some of the currency things. Some people are saying things are getting a little sticky. So it depends on who you want to believe out here. But the fact of the matter is we've got nothing signed. The dates keep getting pushed back. And that I just don't think is friendly for the market long term. I think when we get these export sales, we get a little bit of a short covering rally, the pros will sell it again out here. Again, I think if we do get a China deal, it's friendly and it'll have long-term positive reactions out here. But if we don't get it, the risk out here is just tremendous, in my opinion. So we'll see where we go. The weather around the country, not too bad out here. We're starting to warm up a little bit. I don't see any real work getting done anywhere except maybe Texas. But for the most part, we still have cold and wet temperatures. There's another storm coming through the Rockies into the plains by the end of the week. So that's not particularly friendly out here. But if we have any delays in corn, that might go into some beans. So that could be a little negative there. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.